T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Supposed to put over other sunglasses.
Yeah.
So he grabs those, throws those on with a beanie. And everyone thought I was just a San Francisco resident. But he is, in fact, a revolutionary character and one of my favorite from this year. So it's a pretty damn good movie. And it's the new DiCaprio.
Did anyone pick it out? Did anybody recognize you?
A couple people. Yeah. Actually, I ended up being a costume judge at the place we went. So we roll into this place in Oakland, Pizza Iolo, and I'm there with a couple friends, had a great time. Shout out to Pete and Emma and Tim and Ryan. And we're sitting down there as they're playing, I think it was Nosferatu on the screen, some scary vampire flick. And in the middle of our conversation, we're hanging out, having a few, someone gets up on a big box and says, "Who wants to be a judge?" And I'm looking around and there's crickets. And so I just raise my hand. I'm like, "You know what? I'll be a judge. Sure. What am I judging?" Ah! And they go, "This is a Halloween costume contest. Get up here." So I sit down there with four people, and it wasn't like 5 people, 10 people. It was probably 50 people that participated in this costume contest, of which it was pretty impressive. Everybody was sauced up. Everybody was doing conga lines and rolling down. And I'm sitting there like, how am I supposed to judge 50 people? I could barely keep track of 5.
So who eventually was the winner?
The winner was this couple. They dressed up as the Mad Hatter and Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, good call.
It was pretty impressive.
Wow.
And it was like homemade stuff. Took a big top hat, but did it up. They had the stockings and the shoes and all.
So that was pretty impressive. Cane involved?
For the Mad Hatter, yes. I believe so. So that was number one. That was one of the easier ones. Then there was like a Teletubby that was kind of cool. People dressed up as the Wizard of Oz characters, so the Lion, the Bear, and the Tin Man. So there's a lot of pretty good ones. But I dressed up as a guy and everyone thought I was homeless.
San Francisco does Halloween well. They always have. Historically, they do Halloween very, very well. And so I'm not surprised. One quick anecdote. I didn't want to start here, but you mentioned something, so we got to get right into the Danavone files without any hesitation. This was back in the day in Los Angeles where I wasn't a big Halloween person, but me and a friend happened to be at the Mondrian. This is when I was like you, rolling hard, single guy, going nuts in L.A.
Hey.
And we were at the pool that day. And if anybody knows anything about West Hollywood and the Mondrian Hotel and the pool there, it's kind of the who's who, a lot of sort of celebrities hanging out there. Beautiful view of Los Angeles up on the hills there. And so I'm hanging out at the pool, and there was this music producer says, "I want to invite you guys to the party. It's up in the Hollywood Hills. You guys are invited, but you will not get in unless you have a costume." And I'm not joking about that. You guys need to have a costume. So I look at my buddy, and the thing started in a couple hours. Like, dude, what are we going to do? We don't have any costumes. So at the Mondrian, they give you a robe, right? As most nice 5-star hotels are want to do. So what did we do? Looked at each other. We just threw on the robe and the little bath slippers. And then we went to this party. But the funniest moment, this is actually, I don't know how prevalent Uber was. It was pre-Uber, actually. And there we were on West Sunset trying to flag down a cab, sunset hours, in our robe and slippers trying to get to Hollywood Hills. So very good time had by all. Who did I see? Oh, Brooke Burke. Do you remember Brooke Burke?
So you dressed up as the dude, basically?
I dressed up, basically, I went Hugh Hefner, which back in the day, if you had a smoking pipe and a robe, you were the king of Playboy.
Well, and for those who don't know, you've been to the Playboy Mansion, no?
I have.
Yeah, so I don't know if you want to tell that story, but...
Nah, underrated.
Yeah. Underrated?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever heard that one. Underrated place, the Playboy Mansion. Well, anyways, the whole point, it was a great night had by all, and you're right, Halloween is, I think it's one of the more underrated, speaking of, holidays. Like, I think people are in or out on it, but I haven't really dressed up a whole lot the last couple of years. But anytime you do, if you lean into it, you could have a lot of fun.
Pasta, did you dress up last night? Are you too old for
this? I did not. Huh. No, Halloween kind of just faded away, unfortunately, as I got older. But I think my last year...
As you got older, he's 14.
Well, Adrian didn't want to do a couples thing?
No. Last year, I was like Mountain Mike or something, or Magic Mike or
the pizza
something.
Pizza guy?
I don't know.
Or the stripper.
Magic Mike. Sorry, not Mountain Mike. Mountain Mike is the pizza guy. but I mean, I would put on a jersey, maybe. Like, if I was going to do something, I had a Bobby Boucher jersey that I was going to put on. And I had, like, water bottles.
As long as it ain't a Dodgers jersey tonight.
Oh, by the way, speaking of the Dodgers and the Blue Jays at Game 7 tonight, we all know, I know who our man who is not here today, Caddy Zach, dressed up as. I'm just going to go out on a limb. Alejandro Kirk. I don't follow the Blue Jays. I don't follow the Blue Jays.
That's pretty good.
As closely as you guys. Like,
that's,
you know,
pretty good.
That's one of those World Series things. Oh. I know Guerrero, and I know Bo Bichette, by the way, Pasta. We've got Mitch from New Jersey online too, Bo Bichette.
Maybe
yeah.
Soon.
Yeah.
I thought that was your cue to give us.
Bo Bichette, a good player, good game free.
Okay,
agency.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good player. Dressed up as.
Thanks for taking my call.
Alejandro Kirk.
So I see Alejandro Kirk, who I have never seen before.
It's hard to miss him.
And he hits a bomb in game two. I'm like, holy crap. Our producer, Caddy Zach, just hit a home run in the World Series.
There is nothing. Like, this is honestly one of the reasons why I love baseball. Like, football is great. There are, you know, some rotund characters, especially at various positions. But, like, you can kind of peg each guy's build based on what they play. In basketball, there are taller, smaller, not necessarily wider players. Baseball is the one sport where people can fall in love with plump position players. Every other sport, those guys have kind of been phased out. Like, and we're going to talk Warriors in a little bit. One of the reasons why... You won't see it now in 2025. You see how much cardio these guys are getting in?
Oh, God.
Like, you got to be in ridiculous shape to get up and down the hardwood. So, Alejandro Kirk is a player from yesteryear and someone that needs to be hoisted into an upper echelon. He needs to be saved. He needs to be cherished. And apparently, he needs to be Caddy Zach.
Boy, that dude can just flat out mash, by the way. All right, let's get into the Golden State Warriors and the week that was. Your thoughts on a week that started out with the back-to-back, first of all, they take care of Memphis at home, blow out the Grizz. I do want to get into that game and talk a little Draymond. My God.
Well, your boy didn't even play.
Oh, Draymond?
I just want to go home.
No, big Canada.
No, he went after Salty Adama, another international guy. Of course, it was Zach Edey last year, but this time it's Salty Adama, which we'll talk about. But they blow out Memphis. Then in the back-to-back, they take care of the Los Angeles Clippers. Another impressive win. The Clippers who've had their number. 7-0. The Clippers have been against the Golden State Warriors, including bouncing them out of the playoffs a year ago in the last regular season game. And then conclude things with a stinker where they look crickety again on the road against Milwaukee. Your take on the week that was.
I mean, I think it kind of reflected the first week too, right? It's in a little, in kind of a strange fashion. It was
to
just
substitute Milwaukee for Portland.
Exactly. But without Giannis, and I know that's the wrinkle in all of this, right? Without Giannis, they kind of looked like Portland, who, by the way, ain't bad. I think they had another nice win last night. They beat somebody that wasn't awful. Oh, they beat Denver. Mm. Yeah, they beat Denver last night. So I think that week was one that, like, whenever they play back-to-backs, by the way, they got another back-to-back coming up Tuesday, Wednesday. You can almost, like, pencil in, I don't know if it's a letdown game, not necessarily a loss, but to me, that was uglier than the Portland game, but on the heels of Memphis and LA, like, I think the Clippers are going to be better than what they showed, obviously. Memphis might be a bottom four team in the West. Like, that team's not going to be good this year. I just don't think they make sense, and they're really banged up. But those are the games they got to get. So I think that week one, you had the impressive win against Denver. Week two was an example of if they can take care of business against those teams that they're supposed to. And I know people might say the Bucks are that, but to me, like, the Bucks are a team that has the prototype of characters and players that are going to give the Warriors fits. Younger, faster, more athletic, combined with the fact you're playing the, what, you know, 6th and 10 days, 3rd and 5 nights, whatever you want to call it. You know, Steve Kerr keeps throwing these numbers out. I think that week two mirrored week one and is helping us get to know this team a bit better.
Yeah, the record in Adam Silver didn't do the Warriors any favors because it's going to get even worse.
Yeah.
When they embark on that 6-game road trip after they come home. First of all, going out to the Midwest for 2 games is really sort of strange in and of itself. Milwaukee and then Indiana. Because you got to drive to Indiana. There's no direct flights from Milwaukee to Indiana, which is really
sort of... a bus?
Yeah, they have to. There are no direct flights from Milwaukee to Indiana. Everybody's got to... the media, everyone's just got to climb in a car.
It's
kind of like the old WWE days. We used to, on Monday night, we'd do Monday Night Raw, and then we'd have to get in a car and then travel to our next destination for the Thursday night show. Anyways, I digress. But just getting back to... is this excuse plausible at all that just before tip, they find out Giannis is not playing? And this has happened to the Warriors. This isn't just isolated to Giannis, a late scratch, but this has happened over the last couple of years where a superstar player isn't playing, and for whatever reason, all the air goes out of the room. And it's almost as though the Warriors are like, all right, let's just mail this thing in. And then they're like, with 6 minutes to go, and they find themselves down 10. They're like, all right, let's play. Let's try. And you guys ready to go? Let's salvage a win. And as we all know, look, it's an NBA professional team, even without Giannis, and it's too little too late. But anything to the fact that Giannis not being there, that they weren't ready mentally and physically to play that basketball game?
I kind of buy it and I kind of don't. Like, with all due respect, I think that was a game that the Warriors were going to have trouble. And you could just see it. Like, those guys were in better shape, were more locked in. And I do think that some of that is, all right, Giannis isn't here. It's my time to go to get mine. The Ryan Rollins game, which we can talk about. It's my time, right? Giannis doesn't need all those touches. And by the way, he's been averaging like 36 and 14. The guy's been unbelievable.
He's amazing this year.
He might be better than Wemby, which is saying something. But did they not play a LeBron-less Lakers team and absolutely handle them? You know, did they not play...
But I guess the difference would be there is that you knew LeBron wasn't going to play.
True. But if Luka was a late scratch in that game, they still would have beat LA. Like, I get that the star goes out and you take your foot off the gas pedal a little bit. But to me, that was just a game I think they were going to have trouble because of the fatigue, the schedule, and the style of play that Milwaukee plays. Like, this isn't the Bucks have been an old team for the last couple of years. And I think last year they actually came into the league as the oldest team in basketball because they still had Middleton, they had Brooke Lopez, they had Holiday, or pardon me, not Holiday, another older guard.
Well, Dame Lillard.
Lillard, that's right, sorry. So they were old. And this year they decided, all right, we might not be as good, but Giannis is going to keep us competitive, and we're just going to put the ball in the hands of a lot of these young guys, get some run, and get up and down the floor. So I think, again, you saw it against Portland. Like, those are the kinds of teams. I think the Warriors can beat them, but they're going to struggle in those kinds of games.
Yeah, I think that this is just, we talked about this last week. It's sort of a microcosm of the entire season, that the Warriors, when they're ready to go, optimal level, well-rested, focused on a team, they have a chance of beating anybody. And when I say anybody, I do mean anybody, including OKC. The question just becomes, as you go through the course of this season, where are they at when you get down to the most important part of the campaign, that being the playoffs? Who's available? Who still has their legs? Speaking of Milwaukee, you know, I always praise Mike Dunleavy because he's done such an amazing job, especially in the second round in the 50s, 3 consecutive years, starting with Trayce Jackson-Davis, then, of course, Quentin Post, and this year it looks like he struck gold again with Will Richard. But you know what the first move is that he made as the GM of the Golden State Warriors?
Tell me.
The first trade is when he unloaded PBJ, one Jordan Poole, and let's just throw in Ryan Rollins off to Washington for Chris Paul. Not to mention, he gave up a 27 first-round pick and a 2030 first-round pick for Chris Paul. So, while Dunleavy, I think when you look at the total body of work, he's been amazing. But that and Dennis Schroeder, I think, are a couple of hiccups as you look it back in retrospect.
Well, can you kill him for the Ryan Rollins? I mean, he was.
I liked Ryan Rollins, and I was one of the few guys like, that guy can play.
Well, you think everybody can play. No, it's. Well, and to be fair, though, like everybody in the NBA can play. I think it's just a matter of opportunity and really getting a little bit of run. Like Ryan Rollins, he went to Toledo. He was the 44th overall pick. I think what we should do now is. The Warriors clearly have found guys in the second round that just hoard second round picks.
Yeah.
Just hoard them all. You can find guys to kind of piece together teams. But this is the other thing, too. He didn't just get traded by the Warriors. He got waived by the Washington Wizards. And that's a team where you should be able to play.
Yeah.
You should be able to get on the floor. So he was also a two-way contract by Milwaukee. Like, this wasn't a guy that just got picked up and they said he's going to play for us. But to me, you know, That's a classic example where you just got to give Ryan Rollins credit. Like last year, he played a little bit for Milwaukee, got into the rotation, but he averaged 6 points a game. And now after that 32-point performance, which was his career high, and look, he looked like the best player on the floor. He's averaging 18.5. Like, you know, it sucks that he was just a throwaway guy in this deal, but I also believe that like, kind of everybody gave up on this dude. And the only reason that he's playing for Milwaukee is because they absolutely need him to. And you just got to tip your cap.
He looks legit.
He ain't bad.
He looks legit. Here's the one thing that maybe people don't know about him. When he was in Washington, did you hear about this? And I hate doing this to the guy because he seems like a nice guy and we should be throwing him his roses because he's a budding star in the NBA. He is a bit of a klepto. He got popped.
Oh, that's right.
Did you hear about this? At Target in D.C.
Yeah.
7 different times for stealing like a toothbrush. I believe he stole a candle. He stole like body wash. And he got popped 7 different times at a Target in D.C. It's one of the most unusual things. I think it might be a cry for help. You know, when I was doing sports in Seattle, one of the main anchors, and I mean, she was the highest paid anchor until I came to town. Her name was Jean Anderson. She was a legend. All right, think of iconic anchors who have been in the city forever.
She had sticky hands?
She used to go to Nordstrom's. And like, you know, there it was legendary. There was video of it. And just like, what are you doing here? Winona Ryder. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Winona Ryder.
Oh, baby.
Actress back in the day.
Oh, Stranger Things, too.
Apparently, Stranger Things, too?
Yeah.
Apparently had, you know, a similar sort of problem. But, okay, I mean,
I guess Winona Ryder's pretty notable. It sounds like this TV anchor is someone that you'd be able to spot. Ryan Rollins is 6'5". Like, how are you not going to spot this guy shoplifting at Target? That's for one. Secondly, Dan, I don't know if there's any correlation. This might be a cheap shot, but he's averaging 2.5 steals a game.
Wow.
He's got good
shot.
Hands.
Rim shot somebody?
He's got good hands. I'll give him that. But you're right. It's like, what are you doing?
Well,
I guess it kind of bleeds into our conversation from last week about the whole gambling thing. It's like, why are you getting wrapped up in prop bets when you're making $100 million? You know, it's like, and Ryan Rollins is in a different situation because he was on a two-way contract and maybe he felt like he didn't want to pay for a toothbrush.
You know, but what could be the fallout of this? We all know how much the NBA likes to gamble. Like, you can't get on a charter flight for an NBA basketball team and not see a poker game or somebody playing dominoes for money. I wouldn't be surprised if there becomes some sort of a mandate and edict that they outlaw it altogether, because you see some of the stuff that's fallen out from Terry Rozier, like the liens that was put on his house. This dude has a gambling problem, man. And Chauncey Billups, there's stories about him while he was the coach of the Denver Nuggets, with the Portland Trailblazers, where he was seen. Like, you ever seen some of these B actors, like the Sopranos, and they'll have, like, or Comic-Con, where you'll see, like, these B actors will go to these events, these collectors, like baseball trading card collecting events, And you'll see these actors that'll sit there and they'll sign autographs or they'll do things to shill for money because they'll still get paid. They're like, oh yeah, I remember you. There's a lot of talk that Chauncey Billups, while being still being a prominent NBA coach, was going to a lot of these things. Because the dude,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, I don't know if this is a fact, but I think he needed money. And the same with Terry Rozier. A lot of these guys, I think they develop gambling addictions. And I wouldn't be surprised if this is something that is sort of the dark underbelly of the NBA because it's so prevalent in social circles within the NBA, whether it's at flights or whether it's in hotels.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's just an NBA problem. I think it's a problem with athletes. And I think it's guys that are just used to this. Like when you play at that level, I have to imagine there's a rush that your body is just kind of accustomed to all the time. And for some of these dudes, gambling is probably another way just to reactivate it, to activate that rush. It's like you're always competing. You're always trying to win. And gambling is just another outlet to do it off the floor. I know, like, that's why a lot of players play video games. Like, Gordon Hayward is a massive gamer. I know Joel Embiid had a sponsorship with Xbox. Ant Edwards plays a lot of video games. And one of the reasons is because, you know, then you don't get out into some of those nightlife issues that can get you in trouble. But also, too, like, you just want to win all the time.
That's a good point.
And Gordon Hayward has talked about how a lot of players find some outlet for a healthier outlet for their competitive, not addiction, but just kind of affinity by going online and taking it out in Call of Duty on a bunch of these 8-year-olds that are, you know, they're talking trash to. So it's much easier, I think, to pour it into Call of Duty or Rocket League or whatever the games these people are playing nowadays. That's a much better alternative than saying, you know what? I'm splitting sixes tonight. You know what I mean? Like, a much healthier way of doing things.
Never split sixes. Maybe eights, not sixes.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
You know who's getting linked to this slowly? Sort of the background guy in all of this?
Well, have you been reading about the co-conspirators, some of these descriptions?
Well, maybe we're talking about one and the same. Ty Lue is somebody that is slowly getting dragged into this. And you know who's on him now? And as a professional athlete, You do not want this guy sniffing in your dirty garbage. Pablo Torre is now beginning to walk down, you know, Ty Lue, and that ain't a good thing, man. Because that guy will hunt and hunt until he gets a story.
Hey, I'll tell you what, Pablo better be careful. Like, Pablo Torre is one of the, I think...
You better be careful!
...emerging and real, and I think he should be applauded because he's doing real journalism, especially investigative journalism. But dude, he's putting his fingerprints on some stuff that where it don't belong. And I think a lot of people are starting to look at this guy like, who are you talking to? And I think it's also ironic that it seems to all be around the Clippers. The Clippers are a team that is a little dysfunctional, a little toxic, and maybe perhaps a bit shady.
You know, the text line really quick is going, Chris Washburn. I don't know if you guys remember Chris Washburn. I want to say he was like the number two pick back in the day with the Warriors. And he was also arrested for stealing. But he was homeless at one point. And the guy had a drug addiction. You know, I mean, this is sort of the really dark side of the NBA. And this is not, it has a completely different story when we talk about Ryan Rollins. But do you remember Delonte West?
Oh, yeah.
And obviously ran into some difficulties with drugs and also, I believe, was homeless. And one of the true, I do mean true, characters in the NBA.
Ask LeBron.
Well, yeah. That's his mom,
LeBron
right?
James.
He was in Seattle for a little bit, and maybe one of the funniest, just absolutely did not care. There was a story about him where the coach, I was friends with Nick Collison, and Nick would tell me, he's like, this guy, Delonte West, is so absolutely refreshing and funny and not very smart at the same time. Like, the coach will give us film and tape who we need to study for the upcoming game, who our matchup's going to be. And then in a meeting, he'll say, okay, tell us about who it is that you're going to match up today, Kawhi Leonard, what are his tendencies? And so they called on Delonte to talk about his matchup, and he's in a room, in a classroom, and all the coaches are there, and he starts to, this player likes to, you know what, coach, I didn't watch the film. I don't know. I'm not doing it justice. It was pretty funny at the time. But Delonte West reference. We're getting way off track. Let's get back into the Golden State Warriors. They're going to take on the Indiana Pacers. And I do want to talk about, I want to get into a little Draymond Green. I also want to talk about the schedule because the upcoming schedule, my God, man. I mean, it's daunting. It's already been daunting. But we'll talk about that and much more. It is Evan Giddings. It's Dan Avone. It's Pasta. And Alejandro Kirk is where, Pasta?
He's in Brooklyn.
Perfect. We'll see you after the break.
Now back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Evan Giddings and Dan Avone talking Warriors basketball. Warriors got the Indiana Pacers coming up today after a very strange sort of road swing where they got to go out to the Midwest for two games. Losers to Milwaukee trying to right the ship tonight against the Indiana Pacers, who are just not very good this year. The Pacers, without Tyrese Haliburton, are exposed, and they have been very, very bad in the early portions of the campaign. I think they'll be better than they have been. By the way, you want proof that we're early into this NBA season and what people just need to relax, okay, before we start talking about who's the MVP and who's the rookie of the year?
Why?
You want a perfect indicator? You know who's leading the Eastern Conference right now?
The Sixers?
The Sixers are undefeated and the Chicago Bulls.
Dude, Bulls ain't bad.
Ah, come on.
All right.
We're not going Josh Giddey this early in the morning.
No, it's not really about Giddey. That team, did you have a chance to watch any of the game yesterday against the Knicks?
I didn't.
Their bench is a lot better than people. Like, Ayo Dosunmu is a good player. They got some guys coming off the pine that keep them at a certain level.
And Kobe White's hurt, I want to say.
He's not even playing. Yeah. I mean, do I think they're going to win 82 games? No. But that's a team that, again, I think it's kind of, at this stage in the season, Dan, to me, and why the Warriors are also a little bit ahead too, the teams that have built-in chemistry and already an understanding of how they want to play are innately going to be further along than the teams that are still figuring it out. Like, the Warriors have beaten the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, and the Clippers. All four of those teams, for either injuries or roster construction purposes, are still figuring out who they are. Like, even, I know Denver is a good team, but they're still trying to figure out how Cam Johnson fits in, how their bench is going to look, how they're not having to rely on so many young guys like they did last year. They're still trying to figure out how to fit. So I think the fact that the Warriors have been ahead of the curve because of what they were able to build on from last season puts them in a position early in the year to win a lot of games. I would also say the same for a team like the Chicago Bulls. I can't speak for the Sixers. I mean, they got that backcourt that looks really good with Edgecombe and Tyrese Maxey, who's playing out of his mind. But I think that's why you're seeing some of these teams at the top of the table, and you're like, huh, they're 4-2, they're 5-1. You know, that sort of thing.
Buzelis, is that his name?
Yep.
He's a player.
Mateus Buzelis. Yeah, that's also another guy. Like, so Rollins, Buzelis, and I forget who the third is, but those guys are like top of the leaderboards right now for most improved player of the year.
Speaking of, it's early, all right? And I shouldn't fall victim to this, but I mean, before we give that Rookie of the Year award to Cooper Flagg, like everybody's like, yeah, it's Cooper's. There's a VJ last name Edgecombe out in Philadelphia that might have something to say about this.
Yeah, the edge, the betting edge.
Not to mention, because you talk about Philadelphia being undefeated, that backcourt, Maxey is just, and the thing about Maxey, like maybe there's an Austin Reeves little run, which has been crazy. Like, that's not going to be sustainable, especially when Luka comes back. But this could be the real Maxey. Like, this, he may have graduated to a whole other level.
Yeah, if I'm the Sixers, I'm telling Paul George, just keep your paycheck and sit down. I mean, don't mess with a good thing. And Embiid's playing a little bit. I know he's not playing every single game, and he's not getting his, you know, full allotment of minutes. But you're right. Like, I know that Edgecombe is the trendy new thing and the shiny new toy because he's a rookie and he's played really well. Maxey's the story. Like, Maxey is playing out of his mind. He's averaging like 35-9. And Austin Reeves, meanwhile, is a bit of a product of not having the stars there. Like, you saw when Luka came back last night and had a 40-burger. Like, Reeves is, you know, the secondary option. But Maxey is a... Like, Maxey's the kind of guy that a couple of years ago when we were tossing around during the dark times, like, would you trade this guy? Would you trade for that guy? That's the dude that I feel like everybody around the league was like, could we get him from the Sixers? Like, no one knows what they're trying to do there by combining all these old, broken stars together. Can we get Maxey? And no, you can't, because that guy's incredible.
You see, we talked about Austin Reeves, who dropped a 50-burger, then went for 41. He's in a contract year.
He's leading the league in assists, by the way.
You know, when I see him play and go off like that, it's just, I know we should leave it alone and move on, but it goes back to the Luka Doncic trade. Like, how the hell, Nico, could you not ask for Austin Reeves? All right? You're trading Luka Doncic. And that's the thing that gets me about the trade. There should have been a list of like 10 dudes who are like, this is who we need and you can have Luka. If not, okay, we're moving on to the next guy. Like, Austin Reeves, especially for a team like Dallas, that needs a point. They got poor Cooper Flagg playing the point because they lost Kyrie. They got D. Russ. I mean, it's like, it's a joke out there. You need a point guard. Austin Reeves could have easily been thrown into that package. So I'm sorry, but knives are still out when it comes to Nico Harrison, especially when Austin Reeves is doing what it is that he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, they got bailed out by getting the number one pick, but that wasn't the plan. The plan was to acquire someone like Anthony Davis and make the playoffs and be a championship contender, which obviously did not happen. You had to get Reeves or picks, and you didn't get either. I mean, yeah, sure. AD's is a good player, by the way. Calf strain, going to be out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, well, you can set your watch to that.
That's what I'm saying. Classic Davis. And then all you got was Max Christie in first. Like, that is one of the most perplexing trades of all time. And I realize that Luka Doncic has his deficiencies, particularly on the defensive side of the floor. And if we're just talking basketball, I think him and Reeves are going to struggle in that department together. But, like, Reeves is really freaking good, man. I don't know about 50 ball good, because there's no one else to basically give the ball to. But then he also goes and hits a game winner against the Timberwolves a couple nights later on a bad shooting night. And this is actually a stat I saw the other day. I promise we're going to get into the Warriors, but Austin Reeves has 93 drives this year. The only player shooting a better percentage on drives this season with 90 or more is Giannis. So it's not like Reeves is just shooting the heck out of the ball. Like, this guy can get to the cup, too. And with Doncic, with LeBron eventually coming back, I think sometime later this week or next week. I know the Lakers aren't a team that anybody looks at and says like they're, you know, just gonna be in the mix, but they got potential for sure.
He also did it against really good defenders. Like he was matched up with Kamara when he went off, the big ragu Dante DiVincenzo. he went off and, you know, got that game winner against him. I mean, did you hear LeBron this past week?
He's like, oh, is he finally talking about someone other than himself?
Yeah, he's like, I got the two baddest white boys in the NBA.
What is Reeves, what is his nickname? Not the AR-15 thing. It's like something having to do with a hick or something. Because he's from Arkansas.
Oh, he's straight up.
The guy's southern as hell.
Yeah. He's an extra from the movie Deliverance. Those of you that remember that.
Hillbilly Kobe.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Hillbilly Kobe. 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Every time I do that, I giggle, Pasta, because he does this bad, very bad impersonation of me. 888-957-9570. You know, whatever. Scott's hanging out.
Oh, he was doing his DeVone impression earlier this week, by the way.
Scott's in Berkeley. Scott, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Fantastic. Oh. What's up, Scotty?
Not much. You know, I wanted... The thing about talking about the Warriors after the first 10 days of the season is that it's the first 10 days of the season. I kept thinking, okay, so last year they started off 12-3, and then they had the two months where, at the end of the 2 months, they looked closer to being, you know, hitting the lottery than, you know, hitting the play-in. And I was I'm going, yes, there's been a lot of things that have gone right. The age issue with the team is going to weigh in. We know that Horford's going to sit on the second of back-to-backs and everything else. And it's kind of like, okay, give me 20 to 25. You know, things have looked good. You know, I mean, getting lit up by Ryan Rollins on Thursday night, you know, that happens. So I'm kind of going, okay, this is still good. We're still in a good place. The good thing is they've beaten both, you know, insofar as the division, they've beaten both the Clippers and the Lakers, so we can be happy with that. Now, as for the first block and weighing in about the gambling, one of my teachers at Maryland was named Neil Isaacs, who was an English teacher who also was a psychiatrist whose primary practice was working with recidivist gamblers. And he was a really, really, really long time observer of the NBA. And one of the things I can imagine, if he passed away last December, and I can imagine us having a conversation, and he would probably openly say about a lot of this, the problem is the league has always had gambling around it. The problem is when they have a major breakout, such as this, such as Donaghy 20 years ago, the Philadelphia New York game in 74, the league kind of just will, you know, handle the surface issue, but they won't go deeper. You know, and I suppose it's the thing of saying handle the immediate subject, but not deal with the lower issues, because there are people I have known, aside from Neil, who have told me that back in the late 50s and the early 60s, that Jack Molinas was close with a lot of people in the NBA, aside from, you know, what he, you know, his involvement in getting, you know, getting Connie Hawkins and Roger Brown suspended. But, the league doesn't want to deal with this. It'll deal. Let's be blunt about this. Terry Rozier is going to get banned. Chauncey is probably going to get banned unless somehow when this goes to criminal court, he ends up flipping and, you know, it saves him and he may get a couple of years and then pop back in at some point. But you can talk about the players being overly competitive, but the league has avoided this problem for a long time. And in improper ways, because you go back to Donaghy. Remember, there were when Donaghy got arrested and got put away, there were a lot of people openly saying, well, he wasn't the only referee. And we can think of the immediate name of the other referee that a lot of people were talking about. I won't say it here.
All right, Scott, thanks so much.
Gotcha, Scott.
Yeah, Scott.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. But he makes a lot of good points. And I think it's not only relegated to basketball, but to your point, when you're talking about competitive people, I mean, it's something that's in the DNA pool. And you need to sort of satisfy that, quench that thirst, if you will. I mean, heck, go back to the earliest, the Black Sox scandal, way back in the day. Shoeless Joe Jackson was banned from the sport throughout the NFL. George Belanda once was, I want to say, was penalized for gambling. And so it's always been there. I think that the difference being is that when the money gets to this level and players are making this much money and squandering, God, Terry Rozier, squandering fortunes. Do you know how much you have to gamble to blow through like $10 million? I mean, it's that's where it really gets scary, because you're making so much money, but you're treating it as though it's monopoly, right? And it's not so much, I don't even know if it's about winning. I'm sure it is. But again, I think it's to your point, it's feeding that rush.
Yeah, I think it's, look, it's a drug. I mean, gambling is an addiction. And I think it's interesting that every single Tuesday on Peacock or NBC, the new, you know, package that they got in the NBA, they have a halftime conversation with maybe the most notorious gambler among the greats, Michael Jordan. Every single Tuesday, we see a guy that everyone considers either the greatest or one of the greatest of all time. The guy had a gambling problem. Like, now, he didn't gamble on his team, as far as we know. And I think that's the issue. Like, this is not a problem that's going away. It's only going to get worse. I mean, heck, when and eventually sports gambling gets passed in California, it's going to open up the floodgates. Like, people don't do it here because they can't. That's the only thing that prevents people, in my opinion, from diving or dipping into the gambling waters when it comes to sports, is because they can't do it. But if they could, everyone would. The biggest issue is that they're messing with the brand of the league by involving themselves in direct gambling with themselves, with their teammates, with their teams. And so people have this idea that, well, sports gambling is first, competition is second. And that can't be the case. So I think that it's prominent. It's put in our face. Everyone does it. Hell, I'll probably put a bet down on the World Series tonight because I'm interested in it. I want to watch. And I want that rush. But if you're a player, you just cannot do it. And that's where I think, to your point about like the Black Sox scandal, I do think that we might be somewhere, we might be approaching the death type penalty for some of these players, because that's the only way that you can send a message of this does not belong in our league. Someone has got to get excommunicated effectively from the NBA. I think otherwise people are just going to stop. People aren't going to stop.
If you are gambling, by the way, and you're playing the Golden State Warriors, can I give you a lock? This is terrible because I'm feeding the beast. No, not tonight.
They're like 10 and a half.
I don't even, this line might get crazy, but they got a back-to-back next week.
Yeah, Phoenix and Sac.
Well, no, Phoenix and Sac is okay. I mean, that's a back-to-back, but they go back-to-back OKC, the next night they got San Antonio. Whatever that line is in San Antonio, I suggest you play the Spurs hard. There's no that is one of those scheduled losses. You're playing OKC. Either you rest everybody against OKC and go after San Antonio, but you ain't doing both. And I would think that they're going to play and try and win against OKC, and the next night against San Antonio, if that line doesn't get over like 18 points,
yeah,
I'm saying.
I don't over 18 points. I don't know, man. Well, okay. So let's think about this. They do have to rest Al Horford on one of those two games. Are you really going to chase the game against the Thunder and leave Quentin Post and Trayce Jackson-Davis to guard Victor Wembanyama?
And Draymond.
Yeah, but yeah. Like, Wemby, dude, he, I think it was, He has three games already this season in which he has scored 30 points, hauled in 15 rebounds, dished out five assists, and also blocked five shots. There's been three such games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Put together by another player across their career that's currently active in the NBA. The only other guy that's done it three times right now is Joel Embiid. Wemby's done it three times in the first five games. He's unbelievable.
No, he is.
He's utterly ridiculous.
You know my favorite stat now for Wembanyama, and it's isolated to just him? It's called Daddy Blocks.
Daddy Blocks?
Yeah, because think about when you were a kid in the backyard playing against your dad and you're an infant. Like, you just put your hand up. But people still want to challenge the guy. Like Zion Williamson, I was watching, and Zion, like, powers everybody. He's just like, no, I'm Zion. I'm gonna power. And he can't do it. Like, it's ridiculous what it is that he's doing to the game. I think San Antonio is, well, Chicago and Philadelphia might be, that might be pretenders, right? More trick than treat, to stay with the Halloween theme. I'm beginning to think that San Antonio could be real deal. And I know they're at the top of the Western Conference, and a lot of weird things happen, as we say, the early portions of the season. Now this Dylan Harper kid, we talk about rookies. This guy looks like he can play. They're going to get some, but Fox isn't even playing with them. Wemby is just, I don't know how to bet against him, and I don't know how to handicap him because we've never seen any of this before. So saying that San Antonio is not going to the playoffs or saying San Antonio is not good enough to beat whomever, I'm not willing to go there.
No, they're good enough to be in the playoffs for sure. And that, like, so me and my buddy, every year we do, just like a friendly competition, we'll go down the teams, the over-unders for each team, and we'll just pick yes or over, under, and it's just like a competition we have, you know, we split some beers at the end of the season, who wins, who loses. San Antonio's was 43.5. Mm. That might have been the most confident one that I had, because now I also was confident in someone like Orlando's, which was pretty inflated, and they're not looking very good to start the season, but San Antonio was something you could kind of see coming. And one of the things that I like about them, in an NBA that really, I think, has tried to force the big point guard onto a lot of teams, like Houston doesn't have a true point because Amen Thompson handles the rock. Jason Kidd is under this impression that at 18 years old, Cooper Flagg can be him and basically be a big point guard. And maybe he'll get there, but it's a lot to throw on a guy who's never played the position before. The Spurs got a ton of guards. Mm. Like, they don't even have De'Aaron Fox left, but you're looking at Stephon Castle. You mentioned Dylan Harper, Devin Vassell, guys that can handle the ball. So I know that the team is based around Wemby and his size and his impact on everything. Without him, they're not going to be very good. But they complement him by having a lot of players that can pass. And I think teams around the league, you're starting to see teams that have had early success. Actually, a team the Spurs beat most recently, Miami. Like, guys that can move the ball, as much as we make fun of the term connector and its, you know, natural association with someone like Pajemski, if you watch a lot of these teams with big guards or just a ton of team of forwards, they have trouble passing the ball. Like entering the ball into the post, doing some of the simple fundamental things that you have to be able to do to just like initiate a possession. A lot of these teams can't do that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And it's now becoming a coveted position because there's so many teams that are without guards. Again, getting back to Dallas, why they don't have Austin Reaves, I have no idea. 888-957-9570. We're talking about some gambling, of course, that is that dark cloud that continues to hang over the NBA. Let's get out to Berkeley and join Michael, who's on the show. What's up, Michael? Good morning.
Good morning. You can hear me, right?
Yes.
I was just wondering, all the hosts on this radio station always say they're going to place a bet. I guess when I was on hold, I realized, yeah, bookies, right? Do you drive to Reno every time you place a bet, or I don't understand?
Evan is equipped to answer that for you.
Yeah, I have a bookie. I don't know if I'm allowed to admit that, but what's up?
Well, yeah. All right, man, thanks for being honest and everything.
Yeah, of course.
I guess he wants to know, we talk about betting all the time, and while it's illegal in California, I think is natural.
Well, I'm not the one who's placing the bet.
Yeah. Are you offshore?
No, I don't mess with that stuff, yeah, man. Dude, they pay in like crypto.
Yeah.
And or you have to send some sort of massive fee to get a parcel in them. It's really
that
shady.
That US bet is one of the worst. I have buddies who are
Bovada's a big one too. Yeah, I don't get involved in that.
Bet US, I would say.
Yeah.
And they don't my buddy's like, they don't pay out. Just forget about crypto. He's like, he plays hard, and he's like, they made all the excuses and would not pay me.
And then I've heard.
And then what are you going to do?
Exactly. But I've heard too, if you stop placing bets, because you know eventually you're going to lose, and they expect you to come back, they'll start hitting you with an email. Like they'll start reaching out to you, and you just, hey, where you been? Like, yeah, here's a free $50 that you're never going to see, but come back to bet dot, you know, whatever it is. No, I don't really mess around with that.
And just to chime in real quick, a lot of the hosts here also use Prize Picks, right? So Prize Picks.
That is legal.
It is legal because it is considered daily fantasy sports. That's a game of skill, classified as a game of skill in California. So that's why it's permitted.
Pasta, I'm not going to out you, but I'm going to out you. Do you believe that Prize Picks is a game of skill?
Absolutely not.
And you participate?
I do participate. It is not a game of skill under any circumstances.
I understand how you... Well, to me, it's a game of skill the way that any other... Like a card game would be considered a game of skill. There is skill involved. You have to make an educated guess, and there's some sort of statistic probability involved in what you're playing. But let's be honest. Dealer turns up a face card and an ace, you're in trouble.
I mean, have you seen Rain Man? There's some...
Oh my God.
There's something to it. I think if you're able to count cards, that's a skill. If you're good at math, which I'm not, I'm sure that, you know, that's a huge benefit if you're going to Vegas. All right, we continue here on 95.7 The Game.
Rain dance!
We get into the Golden State Warriors tonight. They take on the Indiana Pacers, coming off a loss to that of the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Warriors, is it just one of those that's nothing to see here, let's move along, or is this an older team that can get exposed from time to time? Your thoughts, 95.7 The Game continues right after this.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.